It was the day of the British royal wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton, and I literally did not care less. I mean, yes, it was lovely and it's wonderful, there's love in the world and all that happy rubbish, but I mean, I care about it only as much as I care about any wedding when it's between two people that I don't know and have never met. I say, that's nice, and then I move on. If I walk past, you know, two people getting married in a church, I'll smile and I'll look over, and then I get on with my life. The happy couple don't then pull me onto the grass with them to insist I take the day off work and drink celebration tea out of a commemorative mug with both their faces on. On the day of the royal wedding, I seem to be in a minority of people who remember that in the real world, countries don't react to the union of two good-looking, rich strangers by closing all their shops and gawking at them for a full 24 hours of life. The royal wedding appeared to be an exception, simply because the groom's mum was wearing a gold hat. Most people didn't care, of course, because they did get the day off. It was officially declared a bank holiday, which is fine if you're a normal person, but I'm self-employed. For me, a bank holiday is the same as any other day, except Tesco shuts earlier than normal, so I have to buy all my lemon cakes the day before, like I'm stocking up for like a happy wedding apocalypse. Also, the term bank holiday literally means a holiday for the banks. But this is a time when financial institutions can just sit back and ignore the world's problems and just have a little break. Now, I'll admit, I'm not too up on my world economics, but I'm not sure the banks have earned a holiday. All of that stuff I just said then is the opening to another of my chapters of the Tube book. Since you liked all the Baker Street stuff, I thought I would just throw a bit more out there. It's